today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear friend. Inshallah, you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to us. First, we'll look at the calendar. Then we're going to speak about promoting humanity. So please be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh, Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Thursday, 14th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Az-Zumar, verse 73. Then we'll speak about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين.
But those who feared their Lord will be driven to paradise in groups until when they reach it, while its gates have been opened and its keepers say, "Peace be upon you, you have become pure. So enter it to abide eternally therein." They will enter.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Purity is the prerequisite to being admitted to paradise, which has come into being owing to either someone's primordial natural disposition or repentance. According to a narration narrated from Imam Ali, peace be upon him, paradise has 8 gates, each of which is for a certain group. One for prophets and sincerely devout believers, one for martyrs and good doers, 5 for my adherent or Shias, and 1 for Muslims who bear no grudge against me.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light who guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
Our topic is about promoting humanity. The concept of human in Islam is seen in a treaty that the Prophet partook before his prophethood, which is translated to the League of the Virtues, written up after the mistreatment of a Yemeni merchant, the treaty promised to uphold justice for all who were oppressed in Mecca, regardless of their status and background. During his prophethood, the prophet still acknowledged the validity and value of the treaty, saying, "It was more beloved to me than a herd of red camels, and if I were called to it now in the time of Islam, I would respond." It is through this treaty that we see Islam following a set of principles and morals that are grounded in practicality and also protecting the rights and dignity of people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How can we be a better human? What does Islam or other religions say about achieving success to be a better person, a better personality, or to be a human? The next factor that we need to look at is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Relationship with Allah and love of Him not only result in peace, tranquility, and calmness of the heart and mind, but they are also considered to be among the effective causes of spiritual growth, as well as perfection of other personality aspects. Worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and communion with the Lord lead to piety and continence, and piety leads to man's prosperity and salvation. The next factor, or let's say the seventh factor that we want to look at and talk about, is sincerity that makes us a better human. Sincerity is a rare elixir which affects man's action. Sincerity has been defined as showing yourself as you really are and being inwardly what you show yourself to be. It also means to be free from ostentation and polytheistic conducts. One of the impacts of sincerity is success in life. Imam Ali al-Islam says, in this regard, success is the undertaking referred to making your intentions more sincere. The eighth factor is making recourse to Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. The household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are like stars shining and leading mankind to the right path. They are the best role models. Following them and adhering to their teachings will lead to success.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Today's special speak about moral behavior. Islamic tradition holds that moral qualities and good actions elevate the status of a man. The Quran and the Hadith serve as the primary source of moral and ethical guidance in Islamic theology. Both the Quran and the Hadith often speak in emphatic manners to instruct the Muslims to adopt a morally good character. In particular, respecting parents and elders, having love for younger, greeting people in correct manner, showing kindness to fellow people, caring for the sick, asking permission before entering into others' house, speaking the truth, and avoiding rude and false speech have been emphasized. The typical Islamic teaching is that imposing a penalty on an offender in proportion to their offense is permissible and just, but forgiving the offender is better. To go one step further by offering a favor to the offender is regarded the highest excellence. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "The best among you are those who have the best manners and character." To the Muslims, the examples of moral virtues set by Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt serve as guidance both practically and theologically. One way or tip for becoming more human is when thinking H2H, remember H2H equals H plus H, humor and humility. Take 5 seconds and think about the three friends you love being around the most. I bet boredom, arrogance are not words you associate with them. Levity brings the mood up and humility opens up space for forgiveness and acceptance. If you can establish an atmosphere of humor and humility, you will go a long way toward growing your audience, moving them to action and giving you grace if an issue does arise.
I would like to talk about the worth of a human being from the Islamic point of view. And as a preamble to that, let me talk about, you know, the position of human being in the world. And this is where we look at the social dimension of Islam and the Ummah. You know, this is where people have to actually get together. They use their talent, their knowledge, their expertise, and their, you know, ability to do hard work and help one another. This is where ta'awun comes in. This is where they really, you know, help one another. In most of the cases, when we talk about this interdependency of human beings in a society, this is done on a give and take basis. You know, so you have a doctor, uses his talent, his expertise and knowledge to treat himself and his children, but not only that, he will also treat other people who are not doctors. But when he does it for them, he will charge a fee. On the other hand, for example, you will have somebody who is a teacher, has the ability to teach. Not all parents can be good teachers. Actually, even good teachers cannot be good teachers for their own children. You know, so then you need the help of somebody else. Now, other person will use his expertise, his knowledge to teach your children. In return, he will say, I want the fees. This is how the community basically, you know, the society moves further, that we use our ability and our talent and our time to help one another, and collectively we are able to bring everyone to a higher level. Salawat upon the Ekbar. And so that, you know, give and take is very normal. But then there are some people in the society, in all communities, who use their expertise, who use their knowledge, their ability to work hard. They use their time in order to serve the community without asking for anything back. And this is what is known as volunteerism.
That was all for today's special, and of course, to promote humanity. Inshallah, we continue this topic. So follow us on parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.